Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
If you're like me, when your kids are young, you're terrified that if you let go of their hands on the sidewalk, they're going to go darting out into the street. It's one of my biggest fears, and I'm sure that as parents, we all worry about this. And then it goes even a step further with our teens. They're texting, they're listening to their iPods, and they're not paying attention to where they're going and where they're walking. So my guest is Dr. Debbie Levine. She's currently a clinical assistant professor of emergency medicine at NYU School of Medicine. So Dr. Levine, tell us a little bit about this study. You know, with the children under six, we're worried about them jumping out into the street for no reason at all or going after a ball. And then as they get a little bit older, we think of them texting and walking and distracted walking, this new sort of phenomenon called distracted walking. So speak about this study a little.
So investigators at NYU and Bellevue Hospital, which is a big urban hospital center in New York City, looked at all pediatric pedestrians who are struck by motor vehicles. And we had 145 children who are under the age of 18. And we found that risky behaviors that are all very preventable were contributing to their injuries. So in the very youngest, like you said, the children under six, about 44% of them had darted into the street. For whatever reason it was, they had ran into the street unexpectedly and then got hit by a car. And then we found in the 7 to 12-year-olds, about 47%, almost half of them, had crossed mid-block and not at the intersection and not with the light or the stop sign. And then in the 13 to 17-year-olds, we found about 18% were injured while they were using an electronic device, such as a cell phone, an iPod, or even a handheld game.
Well, I mean, that part is something that's rather new that we're seeing. Is that, you know, so start with the little guys. I mean, that's a parent's worst nightmare anyway. It's always a fear. Unless you live somewhere where there are no cars, that's always the biggest fear. So as parents, we know you just hold on to those little hands as tightly as you can and teach your children, no, no, no. I mean, that's about teaching. But what about this new phenomenon of the distracted walking, the texting, the iPods? How do you get through to your teenagers? You know, you're walking to school here across the street like you did when you were little. Look both ways. Pay attention to what you're doing.
Well, I think it's a phenomenon of the teens, and I think if you look around, it's a phenomenon of the adults as well.
It is. It absolutely is.
So they found that a lot of the behaviors that the children exhibit are modeled on their role models or their parents or guardians. So I think it may be a wake-up call for the adults as well to show their children the right way to cross, the right way to walk, to minimize any distractors that you might have, and say, when I'm crossing an intersection, I'm not going to pick up my phone. I'm going to wait until I'm safely on the sidewalk on the other side of the street, and emphasize that and do so they can model after our behavior. Because I think that's a huge thing. I think they see us, what we do, and they're just going to follow suit. It just seems to be the way of the world now.
And according to this study, though, it's double the percent of teens than it is adults.
It is.
I mean, you know, that just amazes me. And they've heard it all their lives as teens, be careful crossing the street. But now it just seems so, you know, plebeian for them to even think about crossing the street as something dangerous.
I agree. I think people underestimate the hazards of walking. And certainly we all want our children out there walking. It's healthy to be doing exercise. But it is dangerous when you're up against motor vehicles. And as much as you think you might have the right of way, they may be distracted, they may have blind spots, they may be just going a bit too fast, and you'll get injured. So no matter whose fault it may be, you could minimize your risk of injury if you're paying attention, and I think minimizing distractions from electronics.
It seems like we have to go backward to teaching our children how to cross the street again.
I agree. I think it has to be a new public health message about realizing that when your attention is not focused on traffic safety, you might get injured. So I agree. I think it's we have to take a step back. Look, modern technology is wonderful, but sometimes it does, you know, get into your life too much, certainly. You know, it keeps children up at night if they're on their computer or on their phone. It distracts them from homework. It keeps them inside and from exercising. And now this is another way where it's distracting from traffic safety.
Well, and also because the traffic that's out there is such an increased rate, and also the people in their cars are doing the same.
I agree.
They're playing with the radio. They're listening to their iPods. Now there's computers in cars, and certainly they're texting, which I would like to see that become illegal anyway to text and drive, but that would seem to double the risk. Do we want to ask pediatricians to start reminding kids once they're like, you know, 10 years old, by the way, if you've got a cell phone? I mean, is this something we should be talking about with our pediatricians at the well visits?
I agree. I think it's something that should be discussed with the children and with the parents. I think it should be encourage that kids should not use their cell phones unless they're maybe waiting at an intersection, safely, you know, away from any incoming traffic. And I think that would be an important message. I think that would definitely, it would be interesting to look at this to see if it really makes a difference, but I can't imagine it can't hurt.
So how can we see if it makes a difference? So you release a study about this. You know, you come on shows such as this and you explain about this new phenomenon. How, then what? Then do we do another study in a year's time and see if anybody was listening?
Maybe. I mean, certainly we can go out there and survey the adolescents and parents and see. And certainly just public service announcements. I mean, we've been seeing even around New York City, the Department of Transportation has been releasing service announcements just to look before you cross. There's new traffic safety patterns in New York City encouraging bike lanes now, and now pedestrians are at risk for getting hit by bicycles if they don't look where they're going, if they're stepping into a bicycle lane, as well as bicyclists having to look for motor vehicles to make sure they're not encroaching on their space in their protected areas. So I think there's a lot of new things going on. We just have to be aware and we have to adapt, and I think we have to just continue to make the public aware so we can continue to teach the children.
And another thing that we can do as parents, besides talking to your teens and your teens' friends when they're over, is maybe even suggest that the schools start getting involved in this crusade to get kids to stop with the distracted walking and the distracted driving. And maybe start putting up signs. Would that be something that you might suggest, Dr. Levine, that parents listening can do something right now today? They can call their school and say, I want you to mention this in the weekly address or get involved somehow in that way.
Yeah, I definitely think that would be a worthwhile, definitely a great way to start. I think going to schools, I think even clubs within schools like peer leadership, I think even peers amongst themselves trying to get their friends, you know, put your phone away, don't, you know, this is dangerous, don't text and walk and things like that, you know, we're at a crossing. I think that would be a wonderful, I mean, even Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, religious organizations.
To get the message out, so parents, the main message of this study about distracted walking and risky behaviors of children that are struck by motor vehicles, it's one of our worst nightmares. So get involved in your community. Call your local police station. Ask them to put signs up at the busy intersections and have your schools get involved and maybe make it a weekly address to tell the teens not to text and walk across streets. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children. We'll be back.